Russian forces scored a key victory in Ukraine this weekend, seizing full control of the region of Luhansk. This eastern region has been a key focus of the invasion. Let's talk again to Isabel Kershudian. She's Ukraine bureau chief for the Washington Post, our editorial partners, and she's in Kyiv. Isabel, hi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, many people saw this coming. How significant is Russia gaining almost complete control over this eastern region of Luhansk?
I think it's something we considered sort of inevitable after they took the city of Severodonetsk, which was sort of the major city. And then, you know, we heard yesterday that Ukrainian forces retreated from Lysychansk, which was kind of the last sort of spot in that region. But I do think it's significant because, you know, this special operation, as Russia calls it, the rest of the world calls it a war, obviously, is, you know, kind of focused on the Donbas, and that is two regions. It's Luhansk and it's Donetsk. And so now they've captured one, and, you know, all the focus turns to the other, which is the Donetsk region. It's the bigger one, and it has, like, the bigger population centers. And so I think we can expect to see kind of attacks and bombardment increase there, but it does represent them catching, you know, capturing Luhansk, that, you know, there's been steady gains that have been happening, and it's a victory for the Russians, certainly.
Yeah, and in addition to moving their sites to Donetsk, focusing more there, what else should we be watching for there? Any sense that the Russians will demand something, demand that the Ukrainians come to the negotiating table?
Yeah, I think they've been demanding that. We even heard the Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, say that when it comes to the negotiating table, Ukraine will have to acquiesce to everything Russia wants. That's not realistic. All polling shows that the Ukrainian people are not going to accept any sort of concessions. They're not going to cede any territory willingly. So even if this, you know, this current government would agree to such a thing, which I highly doubt, the people here just would not accept it. And we've seen that Ukrainian people are more than, you know, capable of overturning their own government. They had a revolution here in 2014 that, you know, forced the pro-Russian president to flee the country. So I don't think it's something the government here would agree to, because they know there's no popular support. People here do not, I mean, the war is incredibly unpopular. Russians are obviously incredibly hated, and nobody here is willing to cede any territory. So I think what the more likely scenario is that this just keeps going. And while Russians make gains in the Donbas region and potentially Donetsk now, Ukraine tries to maybe make gains in other places like the south, which is the Kherson and Zaporizhia kind of regions.
Isabel, have you had a chance to speak to the Ukrainian people, Ukrainian military leaders, about what this Russian victory means?
You know, I think people here kind of knew it was coming, like I said, after Severodonetsk, but obviously people are saddened by this. You have major city, you know, centers like Kyiv, you know, like Western Ukraine, even like parts of Southern Ukraine, like Odessa, where, yes, rocket strikes happen and missile strikes happen, and it's a shock. But for the most part, life has sort of returned to normal in a lot of these places. But people know that, you know, their young men are dying on the front and Ukraine is losing ground and the news is not good. And that weighs on everybody's mind every day. And sort of this uncertainty of what's going to happen next, and how this will end. I think that's the question everybody asks, is how much longer can this go? And how is this going to end when, as I said, people here will not accept anything short of returning to kind of what the territorial boundaries were on February 23rd, the day before this Russian invasion started.
Well, last week, the G7 and NATO countries promised more financial aid and military support for Ukraine. We've heard what Washington has pledged as far as some long-range missiles and weapons. Is Ukraine getting what it's asking for?
Not entirely. I mean, I think they always want more, and they kind of ask for more than maybe they expect to get. But, you know, over the weekend, I visited a position where the Ukrainians had the HIMARS missile system, which is kind of the biggest, baddest, you know, multiple launch rocket system that the U.S. has given the Ukrainians, and it has the longest range of about 50 miles. And so far in country, there's only four. The U.S. has promised to give four more. And when I talked to the soldiers who operated this one HIMARS, they said they want about 50 so that they could put four in every direction. But, you know, will they get 50? Probably not. But, you know, they're saying that these things are already making a big difference as far as being able to strike, you know, Russian command posts and military bases and things of that sort.
Okay. Isabel Khrushchyudian in the Washington Post. Thanks.